It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, November 13th. I'm Patricia Naft. The Gunnison sage grouse, a point of contention for several years, has officially been listed as a threatened species. To learn more, KVNF's Jake Ryan talked to Lee Robertson, the coordinator for the San Miguel Basin Gunnison Sage Grouse Working Group, a kind of coalition of people and organizations who are trying to prevent an endangered listing.
Lee, the species has been listed as threatened. So what does that mean?
It means that the grouse could become endangered in the future if, you know, things weren't done to try to improve the situation. And one thing about having it be a threatened listing as opposed to endangered, there is a little more flexibility. So the Fish and Wildlife Service has discussed coming out with what's called a 4D rule, and they could make some exceptions to what's called take. For example, if an animal is considered threatened or endangered, people aren't supposed to take the bird, which means kill the bird or do significant enough changes to habitat that could result in death of birds. So the Fish and Wildlife Service could allow some exemptions to that take rule in certain situations.
Was this the decision you were hoping for?
Well, you know what? I don't know if I'd say I was hoping for it. I thought it was going to be the decision they would come out with, just from what I'd heard. There actually are some pluses and minuses to listing and not listing, you know. So I mainly just wanted a decision because it has been a long time. This bird was first proposed as a candidate species in the year 2000. So it's been over 13 years that, you know, it's been looked at by the Fish and Wildlife Service. And I think a lot of us just wanted to know so we know where we stand and where we go from here.
This threatened listing seems kind of like a middle ground approach. Was there anyone upset by this decision?
Oh, I think Governor Hickenlooper's office is going to be upset. They've said they will sue the Fish and Wildlife Service if it was listed as threatened or endangered. And yeah, there are some number of people that didn't want it to be listed as at all, because a lot has been done to try to preserve and protect the grouse and its habitat. And it is pretty stable in the Gunnison Basin, and I think a lot of the folks in the Gunnison Basin, you know, will be upset with this listing decision. But the Fish and Wildlife Service, I think, is looking at the whole population and that the other six subpopulations aren't doing so well.
Lee was right about Governor Hickenlooper. In a statement, he said that he will take legal action against the Fish and Wildlife Service. The listing has also brought angry statements from Senator Udall, Senator Bennett, and Representative Tipton. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
After winning a one-seat majority in the Colorado Senate, Republicans have elected new leadership. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The mood was jubilant as Senator Bill Cabman from Colorado Springs was unanimously selected as the next Senate president. Cabman was previously the minority leader, and at 14 years, he's one of the longest-serving lawmakers in the legislature.
We have to stay focused on what brings us together as a caucus, not what divides us. We have to stay focused on what brings us together with our Democratic colleagues. We do this by building relationships. Not only is it the right thing to do, it is essential for success here.
Some of the big issues lawmakers will take up next session include details on marijuana tax revenue and oil and gas regulations for fracking. Republicans are also expected to introduce bills to repeal stricter gun laws. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Arch Coal and the Forest Service will not be appealing a decision that revokes Arch Coal's expansion lease, as well as vacating an exception in the roadless rule that allows for expanding mining in the North Fork. Jake Ryan has more.
Back in 2013, a few different environmental groups sued Arch Coal and the Forest Service, claiming the Forest Service didn't account for the cost to global climate change when calculating its environmental impact assessment. This spring, a judge agreed and recently ruled that the lease is revoked and also got rid of an exception in the roadless rule that would have allowed for the creation of mining roads in otherwise roadless areas. Ted Zukowski is an attorney with Earth Justice in Denver, the legal group representing the environmental organizations.
Rather anticlimactic. It was the dog that didn't bark. Forest Service and Arch Coal had 60 days to appeal that decision from Judge Jackson, and they did not appeal it, which means that that decision will remain in effect. It will not be challenged in the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. And if the, again, if the Forest Service and Arch Coal want to go forward with expansion, they're going to have to redo their environmental review so that it takes into account the things that it did not, including climate pollution.
Arch Coal can still reapply for the lease, start back from step one, and try to get approved again. Zukowski doesn't know, though, if they'll get approved.
Well, that will be up to the Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management and those decision makers making that decision. I think the public will certainly be interested and in this decision, as they were in prior decisions on this coal mine expansion, which resulted in, you know, tens of thousands of comments from all around the country. And I think you will see an engaged public again if the Forest Service tries to go forward once more. The impacts of climate change, the damage that it can cause in terms of damage to public health, in terms of sea level rise, in terms of damage to private property, those are all impacts that concern everyone across the globe. And it's encouraging to know that the administration in this decision, and we hope in others, will be factoring those damages in when they make decisions that could unleash, you know, millions of tons of carbon pollution into the atmosphere.
Arch Coal released a statement saying that the ruling was unfortunate and that they urged the agencies to move to get the roadless rule exception put back in.
That was KBNF's Jake Ryan. And finally, The Watch newspaper, a weekly that distributes to Telluride, Ridgeway, Montrose, Norwood, and more, has just changed hands. It was sold to the Telluride Daily Planet. This is founder and co-publisher Seth Kagan.
Well, we've been doing it for 25 years, Marta and I, and you know, we turned 60 last year, and it's time for us to move on. It's effective December 1st. And it's a big transition for us. We've really enjoyed our time in the saddle, and we wish the best of luck to everyone who will be continuing.
Seth says that the Daily Planet intends for now to continue publishing The Watch. Up next, Joanna and the Sweet Sound. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.